proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at Paul's discourse in the synagogue at Pisidian Antioch, as contained in Acts chapter 13. The apostle continued talking about early Jewish history. He focused on the grace of God extended toward the Jews, grace which was manifested through his long-suffering and his faithfulness to his promises. Quote, "About the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness," unquote. The Greek word tropophoreo, which is rendered here as suffered their manners, that Greek word appears only in this New Testament verse. It implied that God put up with behavior from the Jews that he considered distasteful. According to Numbers chapter 14, God excoriated the Jewish people for, quote, "having tempted me now these 10 times, unquote. In fact, the book of Exodus and Numbers actually record 10 separate incidents, which corroborated God's statement. Nevertheless, Paul continued, quote, when he had destroyed several nations in the land of Canaan, they divided their land to them by lot," unquote. God kept his promise to give the Jewish people an inheritance in the land of promise. He empowered them to defeat enemies more numerous and more powerful than they were. As the author of Joshua chapter 21 pointed out, quote, "there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass," unquote. God also provided the Jewish nation leadership during times of crisis. As noted in the second chapter of the book of Judges, quote, "the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them," unquote. These divinely appointed individuals did not seek to usurp divine authority over their compatriots. When the Israelites asked Gideon, one of these very judges, when they asked Gideon to reign over them, he replied, quote, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you," unquote. For more than 400 years, judges governed the different tribes of Israel. The prophet Samuel was the last of these judges. During a period of crisis, the Jewish people clamored for a king to reign over them. As a result, quote, "God gave unto them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years, unquote. Perhaps the apostle, who had Benjamite ancestry, could not resist throwing in a reference to the most prominent leader over Israel that his tribe ever produced. But family pride did not obscure Paul's perspective about Saul's character. The apostle commented how God removed Saul from his royal position. By this act, he fulfilled Samuel's prophecy found in 1 Samuel chapter 15, where Samuel told Saul, quote, "because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king," unquote. Paul expounded about how God chose David, a man after God's own heart, how God chose David as a replacement for Saul. The apostle cited the commendation given by God, first uttered by Samuel in 1 chapter 13, where God said, quote, "I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will," unquote. Note that God never uttered those words about his predecessor, King Saul. From this juncture, Paul would present Jesus Christ. He would speak of Jesus Christ as the prophesied and promised seed of David, and as the Savior of the world. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.